Bank of Cardiff, this is Amy.
Hey Amy, it's Jeff from BizFi.
Oh hey Jeff, thanks for calling me back.
Of course.
So with Life Made Better, am I going to be able to use the same approval that was used for Laura Marketing? I'm basically just looking for like the stip list.
Actually,
I can figure out like the pricing. I think.
Yeah, I'll write it up completely and send it over to you just to make it simple.
Okay.
What's it called? For the training. Let me see.
Yeah, I just shot you an email back. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Like, I've been messing around with it this morning. You pretty much just always start by searching the PG, correct?
Yep. I mean,
okay.
I think I was talking to Grant about it yesterday. Maybe it was you. I'm so out of it.
That's okay. Don't worry. It's Friday, thankfully.
I went to Springsteen last night.
Oh my gosh. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Was it like at Madison Square Garden or something?
No, it was at MetLife where the Giants play.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah, to get back to the city took me almost 2 hours.
Oh, man.
What's it called? So, yeah, some people look at the business. Some people like to look at the business first to, like,
mm-hmm.
big things like that. But for my purposes and for speed's sake, there's very few things that are going to show up on the business side that will be an auto kill.
Yeah.
Like a very large tax lien, depending on, you know, the size of the business or a judgment from a bank or another financial institution. But, like, those are few and far between.
Yeah.
But criminal filings are way more common. And
right.
Something like that would be an auto kill. So rather than spending the time to do the business and then the personal or to look at the bank statements and everything. It's easy to see if there's criminal filing. If not, keep it going. Because like I said, you've sent plenty of deals that have
criminal records.
Tax liens. And that are in payment plans. Obviously, you can't see a payment plan on any background search. The only way to know that is to get the actual plan from the IRS, from the merchant.
Exactly. But at least you'll see the lien information, so we know to inquire about that.
Correct. And I've had a lot of, actually, I meant to send you one yesterday. I had a business report on Experian that showed a tax lien, and it showed it being released. But it's still showing up on page one of Experian as a lien against the merchant. Unless you dug into Experian, to an untrained eye or someone who's looking in very quickly is going to see a $200,000 tax lien and be like, oh, this is a kill. But if you actually dig into it to see that it's been released as opposed to TLO, which will like basically tell you at the very top of the header,
mm-hmm.
it filed, $200,000 released.
Okay.
So,
awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't take more than, I don't think it should take more than like 10 minutes, but I'll set up a calendar invite.
Yeah, I feel like it's pretty straightforward, but I think Dina just be more comfortable if like we understand like your guys' process. What's that?
I'm surprised I didn't give you a little more, like when we had them here, granted we were pretty confident that we were signing them up, so maybe that was why, or they were confident we were signing them up. I think we pulled someone's you know, put their social in, but blocked out the social so no one could see it when we pulled it. But then once you pulled it up, we could look through all their like history,
yeah,
where they lived and everything like that.
For sure, that's kind of what I'm looking at right now. And
I killed it myself. I wanted to see if I had anything up there.
Okay. Do you always hit the run comprehensive report after you have the person pulled up?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to,
because I feel like that's where all the grit and, like, the meat of, like, you know, the profile of the individual is, because the first page is just kind of like a landing page, just showing, like, past addresses, affiliations by name,
correct.
If you want, like, UCC, bankruptcy, and judgments and stuff found, you kind of have to do that comprehensive report, because that lets you select specifically I think, like, more detail to...
Yeah, you have to run the comprehensive report and then the full report itself. And we leave everything checked off, like the default settings that it's on.
Mm-hmm.
I have to just search myself in order to get a better idea.
Yeah, for sure. That's actually what I did in this case. I'm doing one right now, and I just left it to all the defaulted stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, one of my coworkers just walked over and was like, click into it, that you want to see a criminal record. But yeah, it's a really good, honestly, like, we had left, I've been here for 2 years now. We had next left for the first year and a half, and, you know, we were really used to it and everything, but once we switched to TLO, it was so much better. It's so much more comprehensive.
Oh yeah, totally.
It really gives you the, like, we probably killed a lot of deals for and judgments that were probably expunged that just Nexus didn't report had been closed. TLO is like very good about that. It's just so much better.
For
it's
sure.
Definitely worth the added expense. Granted, I don't know what the expense is, but it's definitely worth the added expense.
Yeah, because I think the way that they told us about pricing was, like, you can have multiple transactions within one inquiry. So you start the inquiry by just, like, you know, looking at the person.
Two transactions. So running the person, putting the social in, and then running the comprehensive. Each one of those is its own transaction.
Gotcha. But you would want to run the comprehensive every time just because that's where you get, the content that you're looking for. Okay. All right, well...
We had like a meeting about how many we were running. It can't add up, but you know, that one large deal that it may save you, it's worth it.
Oh yeah, totally. So we'll definitely be using this. When we look at participation with like different sources, and during the time that we have this free trial, like, Dean wants us to run it on every deal, so I'm just gonna start today and just try and get the hang of it. But
definitely a good way for you guys to figure out if you want to syndicate on something or not, because you'll be able to see everything we're seeing, and you know, to determine how much of a exposure you want to see.
Cool. Yeah. So I think like it would be cool in the training if like we do a few examples, and maybe we can just mirror what you're doing since we all got set up today, and just make sure we're getting the same results, and you can kind of go over, you know, certain things
to
point out.
I'll pull up whatever recent deals we have of you guys, and we'll pull those PG's information.
Awesome.
Business and personal. Yeah, it'll be good.
Okay. And I might have like a few examples on my end too, just because these were, I think, ones that were declined for good reason, so we can just take a look at, you know, those decline reasons.
You'll see some real messed up. When you start, if you start criminal background checking everybody, you're going to see some real messed up people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's honestly messed. We get some real, real messed up people that, like, you want to just call the police, but you can't. But yeah. Oh my god.
No, that's cool.
I gotta go. I just gotta. I'll work on Life is Better and send that over to you.
Perfect. All right. You have a good Friday, and if I don't talk to you, have a great weekend.
You as well.
Thanks, Jeff.
Bye.
Bye.